Believe this report, saith the Lord, for these things are faithful and true. For the powers of darkness are real and the judgments are true. I am the door, saith Jesus. No man can come to the Father but by me. Hear the words of this prophecy and the words on this tape. For he is the Spirit of the Lord. For I am love, I will forgive. I, the Lord Jesus, shall take my child into hell by my Spirit. And I will tell her in detail the parts of hell I want the world to know. I will appear to her many times, and I will take her spirit out of her body by my Spirit, and we shall go into hell. Tell all the people of the earth that this is for all to know. As we were high into the heavens, I turned and looked at Jesus. He was full of glory and power, and such peace flowed from him. I was in a spirit form. He took my hand and said, I love you, fear not, for I am with thee. We began to go higher into the sky, and I could see the earth below. And out of the earth was types of tunnels that would spin around to the center point and back again. These moved high above the earth, and they were attached to different parts of the earth. They looked like giant, dirty types of slinkies, and they moved all over the earth at times. What are these? I asked the Lord Jesus as we came near to one. These are gateways to hell, he said. We shall enter into one of these, into hell. And at this, we begin to enter into one of the funnels. And as we did, it looked like a tunnel. I remember hearing people say that when they died, they went down a dark tunnel. And this was a dark tunnel indeed. A deep darkness was all around us, and it smelled so horrible. It was hard to breathe. And along the sides of this tunnel were forms of all sorts embedded into the walls. Dirty gray forms of evil and forms of spirits that cried out to us. They could move out, but were still attached to the walls. A horrible smell and screams came from the inside of this tunnel. And at times I could make out their forms, and a dirty fog covered most of them. Oh, Lord, what are these? I held tight to Jesus' hand as he said, these are evil spirits ready to be spewed upon the earth at certain times. Evil laughters rang out and screams of death and an odor that was so bad I could hardly breathe. Yes, I had all my senses in hell. The forms tried to reach out and touch us but could not because of the power of Christ. We were going down, down, down inside this tunnel and forms of evil was getting stronger and stronger and the very air was dirty. And only the presence of Christ kept me from screaming. My friends, this is not a pretty picture, but I must give it to you. If there are children out there listening, I pray that the parents listen to these tapes first before letting your children listen to them. Screams so sad filled the air as we came to the base of the tunnel. Piercing cries and screams were coming up the dark tunnel to meet us, and I could hear cries of all sorts filling the air. I could feel fear, horror, all around, and the smell of decaying flesh was everywhere. Never on earth had I ever known there was such cries of pain and sorrow and regret as I heard. They were the cries from the dead, and I could hear the cries of the souls that was lost and gone to hell. There seemed to be a force of evil winds and a small suction force ahead of us. Light and dark shadows flashed in the darkness. And I also saw large snakes moving up ahead in the muck in the earth. Jesus said, we're about to enter the left leg of hell. Hell has a body lying in the center of the earth on her back. Where God has a body of believers, hell has a body of unbelievers. In hell there is no babies, there's no mongoloid children, there's no crippled children. The youngest person that Christ and I talked to in hell, I think, was 23 years old. And each soul that Christ talked to carried on conversations with him. And they gave their reasons why they should not be here. They also gave reasons why they were there and how they were now repenting in hell of the sins they committed upon the earth and how they would change if they could go back. It is the most heartbreaking, pitiful, true revelation that I've ever heard. But even Jesus cried many times, my Father, have mercy. Many times as he revealed to hell to me. Hell was not created for man. It was created for the devil and his angels. Jesus said again, we're about to enter into the left leg of hell. Ahead is sorrow, sadness, and horror. Evil demons and spirits of all sorts dwell here, my daughter.